This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me in the studio now, Patrick Heller of Liberty Coin. Good evening, Pat. How are you?
Morning or good afternoon, Cheryl.
It's been great. One of those days, hasn't it? You said you were crazy busy at the stores all day.
Seemed like we were under siege on the phone and in our store all day long.
But well, that's a good thing. We like to hear that for a business in the Lansing area. That is for sure. Now this afternoon, you gave a talk to the folks at the Hazlitt Okemos Rotary, and on the topic of will the dollar collapse? And I wanted to talk to you about that. I listen to you frequently. You're on the station regularly. And I'd love to listen to you. Half of what you say is way over my head. I'll admit that right now. But today I'm getting what you're talking about here. As we sat down, we talked about the prices of gold and silver. And in this article, you talk about that gold serves as kind of a report card of the economy, and the federal government and the dollar. And just as you sat down here today, you told me the prices of gold and silver today, and where are they?
The price of gold at the moment is about $1,456. That's the highest it's ever been if you ignore the effects of inflation. Silver's about $39.25, which is within a few cents of the high it's had today, which is the highest price since January 1980.
Well, I mean, and that's astounding that the 400% up for gold and 700%. I mean, you don't hear those kinds of numbers related to other things in the economy.
That's 10-year results. Gold's up over 400%. During the same period, the stock markets are pretty much unchanged.
So what is I can guess what your answer is, but I would never presume that. So what does that say about the report card for the U.S. economy and the federal government and the dollar?
It doesn't say a lot that's very good for the way the U.S. government is conducting its finances or the value of the dollar or the U.S. economy.
Well, so what does that mean to us? I mean, when we hear this information, we take it in. What do we do with this information as consumers and as citizens here? I mean, how do we look to this to make changes?
Well, the U.S. government last November announced that the Federal Reserve would engage in a second round of quantitative easing. That's a disguised term meaning inflate the money supply. If you've got a lot more dollars chasing the same product, that means inevitably you're going to see rising consumer prices. It also scares away potential buyers of the U.S. Treasury debt. The only way you can bring them back into the market is offer far higher interest rates. But to do that means you're going to have to push up mortgage rates and clobber the real estate market again. So the U.S. government's kind of caught between a rock and a hard place. It can't do anything now that won't have bad effects one way or another.
Well, and one of the things you talked about in this article is Far East Asian financial crisis back in 1997. Is this indicative of what happens when what we're doing here in the United States happened there?
A number of countries in the Far East saw the value of their currencies decline rapidly, both against other currencies, say in Europe and North America, and also against the price of gold. Indonesia probably took it the worst. Citizens in that country who happened to own gold saw their standard of living pretty much unchanged, whereas those who just held their assets in the Indonesian paper money were pretty much wiped out.
Well, and another, I read this article as carefully as I could. There's a remark in there from U.S. Attorney Ann Tompkins in March 11th. There was a press release, and what was it that she said in there that those who buy and sell gold and silver deserve to be considered quote unquote domestic terrorists who represent a clear and present danger to the economic stability of this country? That didn't make a lot of sense to me.
That was a news release on the outcome of a case against a gentleman named Bernard von Nuthaus. He manufactured and sold 1 ounce silver products that he called Liberty Dollars, their private value barter currency. But because he put a dollar sign on them and on some of these, he put $10 on them because that's the price he charged for them. The U.S. government charged him with counterfeiting and conspiracy against the U.S. government. He was convicted on those accounts on March 11th, where the news release came from. In particular, the news release said that what von Nuthaus had done was the a form of domestic terrorism.
Okay.
There was a clear and present danger to the economic stability of the U.S. It's kind of unusual to reflect that the people to whom he sold these items at $10 each could now sell them for almost $40 each, whereas the paper money, the $10 they gave up to buy them, now could buy what that $10 did now.
When you, I mean, the article is titled, "Will the U.S. Dollar Collapse?" I mean, what is the answer to that? I mean, in your vast experience with gold and silver and following these things for years.
With the programs of quantitative easing, the government has made a commitment to reduce the value of the U.S. dollar. It has scared away buyers of U.S. Treasury debt so much that the Federal Reserve is now forced to buy 70% of new U.S. Treasury debt. In the process, the United States government is now the largest creditor of the United States government. You can't do this forever. You're basically making the currency worth less. Consumer prices are going to soar. Last Wednesday, the CEO of Walmart said to expect far higher prices in the near future.
And you have said for years, this is not new, you've said for years to protect your own wealth, including gold and silver.
A lot of people are starting to do that to protect their wealth.
And what about people wanting more information about this? Because there's a lot to take in here. Where can people go to get some more information?
I do a number of writings. If you just do an internet search for Patrick Heller or Patrick Heller plus gold, you'll find a lot of the places I write. But you can just type in on internet searches for investing in gold or silver and get a lot of different perspectives.
Well, it's frightening, but we can't stick our heads in the sand. I think that's probably one of the points to be made, and it's time to take a look at all of this and perhaps take a look at investing and how you do it just to protect yourself.
That's correct.
Very good. Well, Pat, there's a lot of information here, and I encourage folks to go to your website as well to take a look at some of the writings you do and the research that you do as well. I appreciate you coming in. Again, it's a scary topic, but it's one we can't ignore.
Thank you.
Good to see you. Patrick Heller of Liberty Coin in Lansing, a couple of locations. Where are both locations since we have a second?
Liberty Coin Service is in the Frandor Shopping Center. Premier Coins and Collectibles is in Delta Township, about a half mile east of Horrocks.
Perfect. Well, I encourage people to get information, to do the research, and to make good decisions. And the information Pat has is helpful in doing all of that. Thank you very much for coming in tonight, Pat.
You're welcome.
Very good. When we come back, we'll be talking with Chuck Ream of Medical Marijuana A2 in Ann Arbor and Jesse Goldberg-Strasser, radio broadcaster for the Lansing Lugnuts. Stay tuned for more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS.